Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Land Grant Uncut. I'm Thomas Costello. Uncut's a podcast that shares with you full audio from Buckeyes press conferences featuring players and coaches. This episode features head coach Kevin McGuff, guard J.C. Sheldon, and forward Cody McMahon of Ohio State women's basketball. He spoke to the media just days before the start of the 23-24 season. Coach McGuff talks about the USC Trojans, names Rebecca Mikulashikova as the starting center, and discusses how the team is improving defensively and offensively. McMahon and Sheldon discuss the team's number 7 ranking, while Sheldon discusses her growing partnership with Celeste Taylor, and McMahon talks about entering her sophomore season with the Buckeyes. Ohio State and the USC Trojans tip off at the Naismith Hall of Fame tip-off in Las Vegas, Nevada, on Monday at 2 o'clock Eastern Time. The game airs live on True TV and streaming on Max. Before we get to the Buckeyes, if you haven't already subscribed to Land Grant on your favorite podcast platform, not only will you hear current football news and coverage, but more from the women and men's basketball teams. Thanks for the time, Coach.
Yeah.
Just how are you feeling about going to Vegas next week and facing USC?
You know, still so early. It's just really hard to tell, you know, how good we are or where we're at. I mean, I think this team could be really good at some point. I wouldn't say we're there yet. So we need a really good week of practice because I know USC is very talented and well coached.
And do you, is it all summer looking forward to this game, or is it now you're finally switching over to, okay, now we need to focus on USC?
Yeah, now we need this week. We've only been about ourselves, and now we'll kind of switch it up and start to really focus on USC a little bit.
An interesting matchup is in the paint with Marshall going up against. Now you have a lot of options at your number 5. Like, how does that look for how you're going to go?
Yeah, she's really, really talented and a great athlete and good on both ends of the floor too. So I think she'll have her presence will really be impactful for them. And, yeah, hopefully we can throw a couple different looks at her to you know, and with a little more depth now and keep our post players a little more fresh. And hopefully that's allows them to be effective on her because she's really good.
You have a lot of new pieces coming in, 3 weeks of preseason practice under your belt. Now, how do you feel that chemistry's developed so far?
I think the chemistry's good. I like the way the kids are playing together and sharing the ball. And so I think that's in a good space.
And I know you had said a few weeks back, and pretty much everyone said the half-court defense was a big focus going into the preseason. How do you feel that's kind of developed so far?
I think we're making progress and getting better, but we're still not where we need to be. I think, once again, it's just half-court defense, making sure we're really good on the boards. Those are two areas I want to make sure we continue to focus on.
You had said at Big Ten Media Day you felt maybe your defense was slightly ahead of the offense at that point in the preseason. Have things evened out a little bit?
Yeah, I'd say they probably evened out. And I think we got a little more in on the offensive side, and I think our newcomers are a little more up to speed with how we do things on that end of the floor, and I think that's having a really positive impact.
How do you feel things are, or how do you feel as a team you're adapting as well to, you know, changing the offense a little bit without a player like Taylor? And like you've talked about shooting threes, how is that starting to play out a little bit in practice?
Yeah, I've been really deliberate about just some of the adjustments. We're going to play this style will look very similar, just some of the nuances of the execution and some of the sets that we have in will be a little bit different with a little bit different personnel and not having Taylor out there.
And in the post, too, with all the different upperclassmen options you have, and you mentioned earlier in media about Rebecca and her shooting, and that's a big piece of filling in a hole for Taylor. Is it your hope to have we're going to have a game-by-game starter in that role? Or are you looking game-by-game, who's the best one to fit that position?
Just depending upon how it goes, you know, Rebecca would be the starter right now. And I think for at least in the beginning, all the games. But, you know, like last year, we make those adjustments just to see how the season goes and see how people grow and develop and stuff like that.
Overall, how healthy are you guys right now?
I mean, knock on wood, we're good. I mean, Madison's doing things, but not a full go yet. But outside of that, we're in good shape.
where is she in just her progression? Like, herself, has she started to be able to do? Because that's good news.
Yeah, she's doing some stuff, you know, on the court with us. Not full go, but getting, you know, closer.
What is your process like when you're scouting for that first game and there's not, you know, extensive film on what this year's, you know, team is going to look like? How do you try to do some of that prep for an opponent that you can read about, yes, and familiar with?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we look at what they did last year and we kind of try to give our best guess because they, you know, they've got a more, arguably the best freshman in the country in Juju Watkins. They've got some really talented grad transfers. Just kind of try to give our best guess of how they're going to fit them into their style and things that they did last year.
With the depth of guard, especially once Madison's back, it seems like it's maybe a little more than you've had in the past. Do you envision maybe a larger rotation there than you had
before? Yeah, I think, knock on wood, if we can stay healthy, we'll have a larger rotation than what we've had in the past. And I think that'll be really beneficial for, you know, maybe like resting people like JC and that a little bit more than we have in the past.
As you go and start, like you said, like preparing for an opponent as opposed to maybe just solely be focusing on yourself like you have at this point, how does that look different in practice? What ways do you practice change when the prep turns solely from inward to preparing for somebody
else? You know, like a lot of, like, defensively we've been working on a lot of just fundamentals, but now we'll start to work on some specific actions and things that USC did last year to make sure that we're ready to guard that.
And how do you look going ahead? I know long term it's balancing short with the long term, but you have all these graduate who are going to leave at forward, at guard. Does that mean maybe younger players will get more of a chance this year, knowing that you have to prepare for those future seasons?
Yes, I mean we'll put the focus on making sure we win and have the best year we can possibly have, but we certainly want to get some of the younger players some minutes just to get this experience for the future.
Is there anything you can share from the scrimmage over the weekend against Kentucky?
No, I mean, it went, I think, pretty well, and it was good to play, you know, an SEC opponent, and you know, they have some talent, so overall, I'd say pretty good.
A few weeks back, Cody had mentioned she feels a lot more responsibility this season in terms of just leadership and kind of lifting her team up. What have you seen from her this offseason in terms of her leadership?
Yeah, no, she's out there, she's doing a good job communicating. She's playing really hard and setting a great example in terms of her effort and intensity on a daily basis, and so I think she's taking some positive steps in that space.
And on that too, have you seen any change? Because last year she's coming as a freshman and it's new, but now she's getting all this hype. Someone even mentioned her in the conversation with Caitlin Clark for Big Ten Player of the Year. How have you noticed that, like, changing her at all?
Not really. I mean, Cody's Cody. She's consistently her, which is great. That's just one of the things I love about her.
With JC, we've talked a lot about her and what she brings, but knowing that, like, this is the last go-round, has anything been different for her as she's gone through this preseason, just, like, taking, I don't want to say ownership, but, like, recognizing this is the last run?
I mean, she's doing, always setting a great example with her effort and intensity, work ethic, but, you know, she's doing a good job communicating with her teammates and being a leader, and she did last year as well, so, but I think similar to last year. All right, thanks guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, Cody, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. So last year you came in as a freshman. You had some time at Ohio State, but you were getting ready for your first game. And now, a year later, they're throwing, like, first team All-Big Ten. They're throwing, like, the Cheryl Miller Award. They're putting these accolades on you. How are you feeling differently with all of, like, I guess the more pressure coming into your sophomore year?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, for me, like, I'm very blessed to have all the accolades and stuff like that. But, I mean, that means nothing without, you know, proving yourself. You know, each year, honestly, each year is a whole new clean slate. So, I mean, going into my sophomore year is just like going into my freshman year. I mean, I have something to prove. So, you know, it's just kind of the same mentality. Not too much pressure. Kind of just play my game and everything else will take care of itself.
And what have you learned kind of over the offseason with playing with Team USA and coming back here now and looking at your game from last year?
Yeah, I mean, each year, each day, honestly, is another day to kind of grow my game and just learn more. There's just, like, little things that we focus on each day, you know, getting better and stuff like that from, you know, the end of freshman year to now and even at USA. You know, there are little things that I needed to focus on as far as improving my game, and I feel like, you know, every day we work towards those goals.
Are there any couple areas that you're focusing on?
Really my defense, and then, you know, finding different ways to score off the ball and, you know, on the wings, outside shot, just developing that. And, yeah.
As you get ready to turn to game prep instead of just, like, focusing on yourselves, what have you learned about this team to this point in the preseason?
I mean, this team, we work really hard. Every day, you know, we show up. You know, we have – I wouldn't say we have that many bad practices. You know, we come in, we get things done, we do what we're supposed to do. I mean, yes, we're going to have days where it's a little slower, a little quieter, but, you know, even still, we kind of execute really well. So I feel like for this team, you know, we're all on the same page. We all have one goal. And, yeah.
When we talked to Coach McGuff at Big Ten Media Day, he had said that he felt maybe the defense was a little bit ahead of the offense kind of at that point, but mm-hmm. that was kind of common for that point of the preseason.
Yeah.
Where do you think the offense has maybe come the last couple of weeks as far as trying to just get more on the same page?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, we haven't played together at that time when he was in the Big Ten media and stuff like that. But, you know, the scrimmages that we had, we just got back from Kentucky. I feel like that really showed that, you know, our offenses, I mean, always could improve, but our offense, I feel like it meets our defense pretty well. You know, our defense is really good. But we just got to focus on, you know, getting it buckled down in the half court.
You had mentioned a few weeks back that you feel a lot more responsibility this season in terms mm-hmm. of leadership, and the rest of the team's kind of relying on you. How has that kind of shown through in how you're carrying yourself, you know, off the court and during practice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's kind of made me want to better myself, you know, for my team. Every day they expect me to show up ready to work and, you know, with a positive attitude and just, you know, be excited and have fun. So that's what I'm going to do. You know, basketball it's very serious, but it doesn't always need to be serious. So I feel like what they look for out of me is, you know, to come in and just make it fun and, you know, make it less serious and kind of, you know, more relaxed.
And you had mentioned your three-point shooting. Mm-hmm. Is that an area, did you feel it was more just you need to take better shots, or is it just a matter of knocking them down? I mean, what is the area there where you feel like you
got Yeah, no, I feel like I wasn't taking bad shots. I just feel like I just need to be more consistent making them. And, yeah.
And talking to about the game against USC, you've played with some of the players over there. How do you feel about, like, scouting them or playing against them now mm-hmm. with Ohio State?
I mean, it's nothing different. You know, your opponent is your opponent. No matter if y'all friends, y'all can be friends after the mm-hmm. game, or y'all can be teammates after the game. But on the court, I mean, it's versus each other. So.
And does it help with scouting? Does it help, like, practicing with them and not playing against them?
I mean, I guess, yeah, but, I mean, we scout pretty well, so even if I wouldn't have played with them, you know, yeah.
How ready as a team are you to move into game mode and not just be so focused inwardly?
Yeah, I mean, we've been focused on our first game for a minute. You know, each day is for, you know, the season and for our first game to come out and really make a statement, especially with this team. So, you know, we've been focused from the get-go, from the start of summer workouts. We feel like as a team we have something to prove. Got a lot of new transfers that are really good. And, you know, we're expected to be one of the top teams. So, yeah, we have a lot to prove. And that's kind of been our main focus, is just going out there and doing what we do.
But what do you think it is that you need to prove?
You know, that, one, everybody knows our defense. But, you know, we're not the team to play with this year. I don't know if y'all saw, but ranked number 7 is kind of crazy to us. But, you know. I mean, hey, we come out here and prove that we're better than those 6 teams in front of us, but yeah.
You're starting your last season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, finally, game week. How are you feeling going into this first game against USC?
I'm excited. I think, you know, we're ready. I think we've been doing a lot of competing against each other, and getting to go out and compete together against another mm-hmm. team is going to be good for us and really fun. So we're excited.
And you've been practicing now for all summer and now a few weeks, even since Media Day.
Yeah.
How is the relationship building between you and Celeste Garden?
Yeah, it's built. I mean, she's awesome. We got along right when she got here. But the chemistry, I think, with me and her playing has gotten a lot better, and it's going to continue to get better as we play. So she's really fun to play with. She's easy to play with, gets her hands on everything, and she's really good on the offensive side of the ball too. So we love that she's here, and we're super happy. She's going to help us a lot.
And then Coach talked about in the offseason where Taylor Mikesell left, and now there's a big gap in terms of shooting and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that kind of sit in your mind as you go into this season, or is it just focus on what you have to do?
It's definitely focused on what we got to do, but I'm going to have to shoot more threes. A lot of us are. So, you know, that's something we've already talked about, and we're ready for it, and we're excited. We got a lot of girls who have been working on their shot this offseason too. So I think I'm excited, you know, for you guys to see that too.
this obviously isn't your first preseason or your first lead up to a first game, but does it feel any different knowing that it is the last time? Does it hit any differently? Think of this as the last preseason you're going through.
Yeah, honestly, I try not to think about it. Just try to think about, you just made me sad. Nah, you just try to think about the next game ahead, which is USC for us. And it is special, I think. We're extra motivated this year. We got a lot of girls, like you said, who are, this is their last year. So really excited, but you know, our focus is on that first game.
Does the first game always feel the same?
I don't know. For me, I think it does. I think the focus, this one is pretty cool. It's going to be in Vegas and against a really good team. So this one's definitely special, I would say. We haven't had many first games like this, so we're going to prepare and we'll be ready.
Cody.
No, go ahead.
After a season, a lot of coaches and players often say, you know, we knew in the preseason that this team was capable of a lot of things. Have you gotten a sense yet of what this team might be capable of through a few weeks of practice now?
Absolutely. Like I said, the more we've been playing together, the more, you know, spurts you see and the more excitement, you know, that builds up. But I'm really excited. We've had a couple scrimmages and scrimmages against our practice guys and everything, so we've been able to see a little bit of what we can do. But like I said, you don't really know until you get out there, so we're really excited to go against, you know, another team for a change.
And I know, and you had said a few weeks back that half-court defense was a big focus for mm-hmm. you guys in the preseason. How do you feel that area of your team's kind of developed so far?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting to see. We work on it every day, you know, for a lot of time. So we've developed a ton, I would say, and we still got a lot of room to go, which is exciting. You always want to get better in that aspect. But it's definitely fun. I think we're starting to learn, you know, trust each other, learn each other's gaps. Everybody's starting to trust that everybody's in the right spot, which is really important for us.
Cody talked about having something to prove with this team, and she's set out being seventh in the country. We want to prove we're better than those six teams mm-hmm. ahead of us. What sort of attitude does this team take into the start of the season?
Yeah, I think we honestly always do. Like she said, we have something to prove. That's been our attitude since I've been here, which is really special. I think it just motivates us to, you know, get better and prove to everybody that, you know, we can beat those six teams, like you said. But it just makes us hungry. It makes us more excited, I would say. Never satisfied with ourselves. I think when you want to be, you know, the best, you want to beat the best, you want to play against the best. So just making sure we're never satisfied.
You talked at both Ohio State and Big Ten Media Day about, you know, wanting to have a fully healthy season. That was a big part of your decision to come back. How has it felt to go through the preseason, and how was your body holding up?
Yeah, it's felt really good. It was good to be out there back with them for sure with this group. It's holding up great. I've worked hard with Connie and our athletic training staff and kept on that with my rehab plan and everything, and going to continue to do that, but I feel great right now.